Speak to us, loving God, from your word and in the power of your spirit. Amen. Well, we've been on a really interesting journey these last few weeks with our vocation sermon series, and lots of you have fed back on how helpful it's been to hear stories of how different people have sensed God leading them, of how they've come to use their gifts and skills and passions to the glory of God and to be a blessing. Some of you have shared how you've looked back over the circumstances of your life and seen God's hand in it in new ways, which is wonderful to hear. So I want to look at vocation from a slightly different perspective today. I want to think about vocation when it's tough, when life throws curveballs and we're not sure what to do or how to respond. Well, all three of our Bible readings today describe those kind of moments. In the book of Daniel, we see Daniel as a godly and holy man, a man of prayer who honours God with all that he has and is. But the authorities don't like him, so they do all they can to catch him out and get him in trouble. There's a lovely moment just before today's passage where they try to find grounds for charges against Daniel, but they can't do it. And we're told that they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent. And they conclude, we'll never be able to find any basis for charges against Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God. So they establish a decree that says that if anyone prays to any god, they will be thrown in the lion's den, which leads to the famous story of Daniel and the lions that we know so well. Daniel is living out his vocation as a prayerful man of God, and it gets him in trouble. Have you ever faced struggles as you've sought to live out your faith? Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon. A beautiful psalm we also know very well thanks to Boney M, and so we really want to sing along to, but no singing allowed in church at the moment, sadly. We know By the Rivers of Babylon so well to a reggae tune that we easily miss how haunting the words are. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. Our captives demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? God's people are in exile in Babylon, in captivity, wondering where God is and whether he still cares for them. Have you faced times where you're wondering where God is in the circumstances that you're facing? And then our gospel reading, the parable of the weeds, tells us of a man who sowed good seed in his field, but his enemy came and sowed weeds. And so as the crop grew, the weeds grew alongside the wheat. And when he's questioned about why he didn't pull up the weeds sooner, the farmer comments that it's not time yet, because if he'd pulled up the weeds, then the wheat would have been damaged too. Have you ever found yourself looking around at the suffering and brokenness in the world and wondered why God doesn't intervene and do something about it? What do we do when our vocation leads us to difficult places of struggle and suffering? What do we do when we think we know the path ahead, but suddenly we're forced on a detour that we neither chose nor wanted? What does vocation mean when we don't understand where God is and how he's at work in the circumstances that we're facing? Well, we've all faced times like that, haven't we? times when our joyful, peaceful path through life is disrupted by a diagnosis, a redundancy, a bereavement, a divorce. For some of us, the COVID pandemic has been like that, hasn't it? Stealing hopes and dreams and leaving disappointment and fear in its wake. What does vocation mean when things are tough? How can we as Christians respond? Well, firstly, I would suggest that like Daniel, we can keep praying. In Daniel, when the decree is published banning all acts of prayer, we're told in verse 10, when Daniel learnt the decree had been published, he went upstairs to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem, and three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God just as he had before. When the safety and security of his life is coming crashing down around him, Daniel keeps praying, keeps seeking God, keeps trusting, keeps the faith. Prayer can be really hard when things are difficult. It can be tempting to shut God out, maybe because we're cross that God hasn't intervened in our situation as we'd wanted. But Daniel challenges us to keep praying, to come before God with honest, heartfelt, aching prayers. Secondly, keep believing in the good that God can bring from times of struggle. Now, this one needs to be carefully nuanced, because I don't believe that God brings suffering into our lives deliberately to make us better people or something. I don't think our loving God does that. But I do know that our world is broken, and sin and suffering is part of that brokenness. And I believe that God can transform even the darkest situations to bring good from them. I believe that because that's what I see on the cross, where a situation of such horror became the vehicle for the redemption of the world. God can bring good from times of suffering, and so we can bring our pain and our struggles to him, praying for his light to shine into our darkness and his hope to rise up amidst our despair. From the Israelites' painful experience of exile came a growing prophetic voice that spoke of a coming Saviour who would bring light, not just to the Israelites, but to the world. And that Saviour was Jesus. And thirdly, remember that this world is not all that there is, that our ultimate vocation is as children of God, enjoying the life of eternity. You know, as we return to worship in this 800-year-old building, I always have such a sense here of being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, as the Bible describes. Christians who have gone before us and now join their praise with the praise of the angels. Our vocation is for now and for eternity, and there's going to be a happy ending. And though we may question, like in the parable of the weeds, why God doesn't intervene as we want, we trust in God's timing. We know that he's in charge of the weed killer, not us. Taking our vocations seriously, living wholly and consciously for God with every part of our lives will not always be easy. But God is good. God loves us more than we can begin to imagine and cares about every situation that we face. So if following your vocation has led you to times of struggle, please keep praying. Please keep believing in the good that God can bring even through the darkness. Keep remembering that this world is not all that there is. Amen.